Trinadapi sunichena, tarariva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva, 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 gatir anyata. So this book, Harinam Chintamani, is based on, you could say, one very important verse that is found in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Originally, it was in the Padma Purana. And you will find this verse in a particular section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where a Brahmana has just approached Lord Chaitanya. The Brahman had become very much enthralled by Lord Chaitanya. He was very much attracted to everything about Lord Chaitanya. But this Brahmana was living in the capital city of the Mayavadis. And they were headed by Prakashananda Saraswati. Prakashananda. He was the leader of 60,000 Mayavad sannyasi disciples. He was extremely important throughout India. Previously, Lord Chaitanya had converted the number one Mayavadi throughout all of India. That was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And when Lord Chaitanya converted him, Sarvabhauma became a fanatic. He became such a fanatic, he even wanted to change a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam because he felt it was not correctly presenting the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya told him, no, Bhagavatam is muy perfecto. He wanted to change the name Mukti to Bhakti. Because Mukti is a word used very much by the Mayavadis. And here was the number one Mayavadi. Now he was an ecstatic devotee. So this Brahman was instructed by Prakashananda Saraswati. Don't go and see Lord Chaitanya.
No vayas y veas al Señor Chaitanya.
I have heard of this Chaitanya.
He escuchado de este Chaitanya.
Prakashananda could not address him by his full name.
Prakashananda no podía dirigirse a él por su nombre.
His full name was Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Su nombre completo era Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
But he could not say Krishna.
Pero él no podía decir Krishna.
So all he said to the Brahmana, don't associate with that Chaitanya.
Todo lo que le decía este Brahmana era, no te asocies con ese Chaitanya.
Prakashananda said, yes, I have heard of this Chaitanya.
Prakashananda decía, sí, he escuchado de este Chaitanya.
He is supposed to be one of us.
Se supone que es uno de nosotros.
He is supposed to be a Mayavadi sannyasi. But instead, he is a sentimentalist. He likes to associate with the low-class people. And he likes to do this sankirtan. Chanting out loud in the streets. This is not bona fide. We Mayavadis, We follow Shankaracharya. We are supposed to meditate. We are supposed to contemplate the Vedanta Sutra. We are supposed to eat little, poquito only. And we are supposed to be, in this way, become one with God. Because just like we greet each other, Haribol, Mayavadis greet each other by saying, Om Namo Narayanaya. The Mayavadis think that when you take sannyas, you become God. Pretty good, huh? Take sannyas, you become God. Yes, that's their philosophy. So Prakashananda told the Brahman, if you associate with this sentimentalist Chaitanya, you will fall down. You will go to hell. But the Brahman already had become converted. He didn't pay any attention to Prakashananda. He went to Lord Chaitanya. And he asked Lord Chaitanya. This Prakashananda said that he knew of you. And when he blasphemed you, three times he said your name. Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. But how come he didn't say your full name? Why didn't he say Krishna Chaitanya? And Lord Chaitanya then explained that because the Mayavadis are offenders, because of the offense, they cannot say the name Krishna. This Harinam Chintamani is all about the science of chanting the holy name Krishna. Repite. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So Lord Chaitanya explained that Krishna's name and fame, everything about Krishna is transcendental. And Lord Chaitanya explained that material senses cannot approach Krishna. And so Lord Chaitanya quoted one other verse from the Upanishads. A very important verse. A verse everyone should memorize and know. Repite, por favor. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi.
Atak Shri Krishna Namadi.
Na Bhaved Grayam Indriyai. Sevan Muke Hi Jivadao. Swayam Eva Spurat Yadaha. So, this verse explains that with material senses, you cannot understand Krishna. You have to have purified senses. You have to have transcendental eyed senses. And how do you get that? It comes with service. One has to render service to Krishna's name, fame, form, pastimes, etc. And that service begins with the tongue. That service begins by chanting Krishna's name and tasting the remnants of food offered to Krishna. And that is our ISKCON movement. Here in Vrindavan Centro Cultural, what do we have downstairs? We have restaurant. Are we serving food or prasad?
Only prasad.
Yes, this is service. This is preaching. Just having this restaurant is service and preaching. And everyone connected with that service is glorious. They are part of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. So we must remember, if we want to understand God, we have to have the service attitude. And that is the proof that one is actually chanting properly. This is explained by Prabhupada in second canto of Bhagavatam. One knows that their chanting is taking effect because the person wants to render service. In the Harinam Chintamani, it is a conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. Very similar to what we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya is asking Ramananda Rai, and he is answering Lord Chaitanya's questions. So the Harinam Chintamani, Lord Chaitanya is asking Haridas to explain everything about the name of Krishna. So, the opening verse of this book is another verse that Lord Chaitanya spoke to that Brahmin who was affected by Prakashananda. Repite, por favor. Nama Chintamani Krishnas.
Nama Chintamani Krishnas.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Purno Shuddho. Nitya Mukto. Abhinit Van. Nama Namino. So, Nam means the name of Krishna. This verse completely describes the nature of Krishna's holy name. Nama Chintamani. Chintamani means transcendental touchstone. Yesterday I told the story of the, no, was it Sunday? I told the story of the man who came to Sanatan Goswami for the best thing he had. And in the garbage he had a touchstone, a material touchstone. That you touch any metal to it, it turns it into gold. And I explained that if anyone had one now, they would kill him for it. Everybody would like to have a touchstone. Because the whole world economy is bad. But that's a material thing. Chintamani means transcendental touchstone.
Chintamani significa piedra de toque trascendental.
Or as Bhakti Siddhanta says, spiritual gem.
Como dice Bhakti Siddhanta, joya espiritual.
So this name of Krishna is a transcendental touchstone.
Este nombre de Krishna es una piedra de toque trascendental.
You come in contact with Krishna's name,
tomas en contacto con el nombre de Krishna,
you become purified.
Te purifica.
When I preach in high schools and colleges,
cuando yo predico en preparatorias y colegios,
I especially make a point to the Christians.
Especialmente hago este punto a los cristianos.
I tell the Christians,
le digo a los cristianos,
in your Bible,
en tu Biblia,
it says, hallowed be thy name.
Dice, todas las glorias a tu nombre.
And then I tell them,
y les digo,
we Hare Krishna people understand that perfecto. The name of God is what makes you holy.
El nombre de Dios es lo que te hace santo.
It is the holiest thing.
Es la cosa más santa.
According to the Jewish religion,
según la religión judía,
God's name is so holy,
el nombre de Dios es tan sagrado,
nobody is allowed to say it out loud.
Que nadie puede decirlo en voz alta.
Therefore, I could never be a Jew.
Por eso yo nunca pude ser judío.
Because our religion is just the opposite.
Porque nuestra religión es lo opuesto.
That God's name is the most holy thing.
El nombre de Dios es lo más sagrado.
You should chant it.
Debes de cantarlo.
And especially Lord Chaitanya.
Y especialmente el Señor Chaitanya.
He broke the storehouse.
Rompió la casa.
And he was distributing it like anything.
Lo distribuía como nada, como todo.
He was giving it away.
Estaba dando.
That's why he came.
Es por eso que vino.
He came to give this holy name to everyone.
Vino a dar este nombre sagrado a todo mundo.
When he started his Sankirtan movement in Navadvip,
cuando empezó su movimiento de Sankirtan en Navadvip,
the Hindus complained to the Chandkazi.
Los hindus se quejaron con el Chandkazi.
They said, this Nimai Pandit is giving the holy name to the low-class people. Therefore, its value is decreasing. This is one of the things discussed by Harinam Chintamani. One of the 10 offenses. To consider the holy name in terms of material things. They were thinking that if everybody chants, its value goes down. That's the law of material economics. When something is easily available, it's not very expensive. But something rare, now you have to pay. Just like the demons, they artificially create this kind of economy.
Es como los demonios que han creado esta economía artificial.
They have much, many, many, many diamonds.
Tienen muchos, muchos diamantes.
But they control the supply,
pero controlan la oferta,
so that you have to pay more.
Para que tengan que pagar más.
Same with the oil.
Igual con el petróleo.
In America, I know.
En Estados Unidos, yo sé.
The oil companies will shut down their refineries,
las compañías de petróleo cierran sus,
so that there's less oil on the market,
para que haya menos petróleo en el mercado,
and that you have to pay more money.
Para que tengas que pagar más dinero.
That's demons.
Esos son los demonios.
They're always trying to get you.
Siempre quieren atrapar.
Devotees are not like that.
Los devotos no son así.
We give prasad, we give the holy name, we give out Prabhupada's books.
Damos prasad, el santo nombre, los libros de Prabhupada.
And we're not worried about creating, no, we just give it out.
No estamos preocupados de crear, simplemente lo damos.
So this holy name of Krishna is transcendental touchstone.
Este nombre de Krishna es piedra de toque trascendental.
And the word Krishna means all attractive.
La palabra Krishna significa el todo atractivo.
Everything about Krishna is attractive.
Todo acerca de Krishna es atractivo.
His name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, abode. Everything about Krishna is attractive. One of the first things that I became attracted to. Prasad. Very attractive. Yes. So another word here, Chaitanya. This holy name is full of light. It's not just a sound. Actually, you will see in one of Prabhupada's purports. Prabhupada refers to Nama Prabhu. In other words, the holy name is a person. It is God. It's not a symbol. No. This holy sound, this holy name of Krishna is a person. Chaitanya, living, it's living. Rasa Vigraha. It's full of flavors and mellows. And the more that we become purified by chanting, we can taste all the different mellows of Krishna's name. That's why there is a very important verse by Rupa Goswami. He says that Krishna's name is the sweetest thing. But we don't taste it. Because we have a disease. When you have a disease, you have to take your medicine. If you don't take your medicine, you won't be cured of the disease. So the first thing in preaching is to convince someone that they're sick. But the materialist, he thinks, I am perfect.
Pero el materialista piensa, yo soy perfecto.
No, we have to somehow make them understand that spiritually they are diseased.
Tenemos que hacerles entender que espiritualmente están enfermos.
The disease is ignorance.
La enfermedad es ignorancia.
The disease is material attraction.
La enfermedad es atracción material.
But there is a cure.
Pero hay una cura.
And it is this holy name of God.
Y es este santo nombre de Dios.
This is also taught in this Harinam Chintamani.
Esto también se enseña en este Harinam Chintamani.
Rupa Goswami says that when you have the disease called jaundice,
Rupa Goswami dice que cuando tienes la enfermedad que se llama
ictericia.
The only cure is sugar cane juice.
La única cura es azúcar de caña de jugo.
But when you have jaundice, to taste something sweet is very, very bitter. You don't want to take the medicine. Everybody knows sugar is sweet. If I had a plate of sweets right now, the children would be running up to me. Because everyone loves sweets. But when you have jaundice, but that's the cure. So you have to take it by force. That is why we take a spiritual master. There is a nice big section in Harinam Chintamani all about the qualifications of the guru, how to select the guru, what is your duties to the Guru, all explained in Harinam Chintamani. You take a Guru because he's your spiritual doctor. He's not your buddy that's going to tell you how good you are. No, he's your doctor. And he's going to tell you, take your medicine. Get cured. But I don't know that. Take your medicine. Just like I have a doctor. A material doctor. Because I take certain things for my heart. The doctor tells me, you have to do this, 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 and this. If I don't do it, within a few weeks, no more me. Guaranteed. You don't fool around with your health. Prabhupada said, health is number one. So there's two healths. Spiritual health and bodily health. Prabhupada was concerned about both. So, when the doctor says, do this, you do it. Whether you like it or not. So that's the meaning of initiation. I am accepting Dr.
Prabhupada.
Follow the four regulative principles. Chant 16 rounds. 16. 10 y 6. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The question arises, how long do I have to take my medicine? And the answer is, when you're cured. How do I know I'm cured? You don't want to stop chanting. When you are actually cured, you can actually taste how sweet this name of Krishna is. You don't want to stop. So that's when you know you're cured. You become addicted to this name, Krishna. This is such a nice spiritual science. Now the next word, Purna. Everybody say Purna. Purna means complete. This chanting will give you everything you could possibly want in all lifetimes. In this age of Kali, Krishna has made it so nice that simply by chanting this full name of God, everything is achieved. You don't have to worry about so many things. You just have to chant and be happy. That's all you have to do. Chant and be happy. That's why I joined this movement. If this movement was about this and this, I would never have joined. But the devotees told me, this movement, chant, dance, take prasad. Okay, sign me up. That's my religion. I tell the Hindus this all the time. 99% of my preaching is Hindus. I tell them, I did not join a Hindu religion. I joined this religion. Chant, dance, take prasad. That's the religion I do. So it's complete. You don't need anything else. You just need to chant nicely every day. That's the key. Just like I have to take my medicine every day, so that I can come here to Guadalajara year after year, as long as you want. I hope you invite me again. I told the devotee at the other temple, I want to come twice every year. I beg your blessings. Because I wrote, some of you saw what I wrote on Facebook today. One of my favorite places to preach. Yes, there are no Indians, it's all... So I get a change of pace. A different kind of preaching. Now the next word, Shuddha. Everybody repeat that. Shuddha means completely pure. Purest of the pure. You come in contact with Krishna's name, you get purified. Then Nitya Mukta. Repeat there. Nitya Mukta. Eternally liberated. This chanting of Hare Krishna will make you eternally free. Before becoming to this movement, I was a hippie. And during that time, they had the Vietnam War. And I did not want to go to Vietnam and shoot and kill and be killed. So I wrote a song. I choose to be free. And somehow or other, by Krishna's grace, I did not have to fight in the war. Krishna gave me the intelligence. Although I didn't know about Krishna. At that time, all I knew was Jesus. So I prayed to Jesus constantly, save me, save me, save me. So Jesus told Krishna in my heart what to do. And I escaped. Just like, see Prabhupada here, how his hands are? You see Prabhupada here? That's freedom. Haribo! So, for me, being free was very important in my teenage years. I wanted to be free. My father kicked me out of the house. Because my father said, if you live in this house, you have to do what I say. And he said, if you don't want to do what I say, there's the door. And I left. 19 years old. I wanted to be free. And then for the next 5 years, Maya beat me. I was so beaten, then Krishna picked me up. Devotee gave me a book, and within 1 year, I had joined Prabhupada's movement. Saved. The Christians, when I would go on Sankirtan, the Christians would always say, are you saved? And I would say, yes, by the Son of God, Srila Prabhupada. Yes. So I wanted to be free, and this chanting gives you that complete eternal freedom. Abhinitvan nama namino. Yes, repeat that. Abhinitvan nama namino. That means all of this is true because Krishna and his name are the same.
Porque Krishna y su nombre son los mismos.
Krishna and his name are the same.
Krishna y su nombre es lo mismo.
See, in English it rhymes, name same, but not in Spanish.
Nombre mismo, pero no
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama. Repite. You do the Spanish. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions. For it is Krishna himself,
es Krishna mismo,
the reservoir of all pleasure.
La fuente de todo placer.
Krishna's name is complete,
el nombre de Krishna es completo,
and it is the form of all transcendental mellows.
Es la forma de todos los sabores transcendentales.
It is not a material name under any condition,
no es ningún nombre material por ninguna circunstancia.
And it is no less powerful than Krishna himself.
Y no es menos poderoso que Krishna mismo.
Since Krishna's name is not contaminated,
como el nombre de Krishna no se contamina,
by the material qualities,
por las cualidades materiales,
there is no question of its being involved with Maya.
No hay pregunta de que esté envuelto en Maya.
Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual.
El nombre de Krishna siempre está liberado y espiritual.
It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature.
Nunca condicionado por las leyes del mundo material.
This is because the name of Krishna,
esto es porque el nombre de Krishna
and Krishna himself
y Krishna mismo
are identical.
Son idénticos.
So, keep in mind that when you do your chanting,
mantengan en mente que cuando hacen su canto,
that is the most important thing that you're going to do every day.
Es la cosa más importante que van a hacer cada día.
One of the things about this Harinam Chintamani,
una de las cosas de Harinam Chintamani
is that you understand how important it is to chant your japa properly.
Es que entiendan que tan importante es cantar tu japa apropiadamente.
Take it very seriously.
Tómelo muy en serio.
Make sure that you're pronouncing all the syllables.
Asegúrense de que pronuncien todas las sílabas.
Make sure that you are chanting loud enough so that you hear it.
Asegúrense de que está cantando tan fuerte que ustedes escuchen.
And you want to become completely absorbed in chanting.
Quieren estar completamente absortos en el canto.
You don't want to be distracted.
No quieren estar distraídos.
You want you to become completely absorbed in the chanting.
Quieren estar completamente absortos en el canto.
It requires practice.
Se necesita práctica.
And it's hard.
Yes, it is.
Because of the mind.
Por la mente.
We learn from Bhagavad Gita the mind is very powerful.
Aprendemos de Bhagavad Gita que la
mente obstinate.
Obstinada.
Strong.
Fuerte.
It is so difficult.
Muy difícil.
But you can control it by loud chanting.
Pero puedes controlarla con cantos fuertes.
As soon as your mind starts to wander,
tan rápido su mente empieza a caminar,
you chant louder.
Cantan más fuerte.
Just like we were riding in the car today.
Como íbamos manejando en el carro hoy.
And a couple of times the car came very close to our car.
Un carro se acercó muy cerca de
so otro. Everyone noticed I was chanting, then when the car came, Hare Krishna! Did I not? The chanting went louder. So whenever the mind wanders, you have to chant louder than your mind. Take your japa very, 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 very seriously. Now, I would like to sing one or two songs with your permission. Is that all right? Okay.